Well, I won't judge Aldous Huxley and how many doors he opened, let's say, but certainly there was a heightened realization, a heightening of the sensory perceptions, such that there's a palpable realization that we're in a throbbing, luminous, living reality, that what we think of as dead matter is not dead at all. It's alive in a divine way. He was very aware of that. That book was very clear. Whether there was a piercing through the veil of the phenomenal plane into the noumenal and the full vision of God in the highest sense, I cannot say. I wouldn't judge. But certainly what he wrote was an awareness that the world is far more alive and magical and miraculous than the materialistic mindset gives it credit for. And therefore, by de-enchanting the world, by refusing to see it, we have caused that magical dimension of reality to withdraw. Because the world responds to us. If we treat it as dead, it'll treat us as dead. And our karma will then become that of a zombie. We're living a dead life. We're not fully alive to the divine reality that we have the honor to be part of. And so it's a rejection of God to choose to have a materialist philosophy. And the whole world has been indoctrinated today into that belief. And this is a symptom and even a cause of the degradation of life.